According to recent data, only 24% of Black households in Vermont own their own homes, compared to 72% of white households. A new program from the nonprofit, the Champlain Housing Trust, seeks to close the gap by providing up to $25,000 in down payment assistance to help Black, Indigenous, and People of Color, or BIPOC, Vermonters buy a home. Vermont Public's Marlon Hyde tagged along with the first person to become a homeowner through the program and has this report.
It's 9:30 in the morning. Tasha Harrell, a 51-year-old woman from Harlem, is standing outside of a rusty brown and beige brick building.
There we go.
She's about to do a final walkthrough of her soon-to-be home.
This is my first place, too. So this is like my first. I don't want to get very leery about making a mistake and doing things or saying, yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 weeks from now, my tub falls in the ground. Yeah. You know what I mean?
With Vermont's rapidly increasing home prices and historically low home availability, she says she felt like she was running out of options.
And I'm like, oh man, I'm never going to find a place. I can't, very discouraged because I can't even afford a place and I'm working full time. Like, why can't I afford rent? You know? So it was like super frustrating.
Then Tasha learned about the Champlain Housing Trust Home Ownership Equity Program. It was announced in June after receiving $3 million from the New England Federal Credit Union to get started. She says applying was her last hope to stay in Vermont.
When this came along, I said, look, if I don't get a place, I'm moving back to New York soon. I'm moving like down back there because, as you know, there's not a lot for us.
The new initiative builds upon another program the housing nonprofit has run for over 30 years, the Shared Equity Program. In a nutshell, it provides an affordable route to purchasing a home. Julie Curtin is the director of home ownership with the Champlain Housing Trust.
I think of it as like another step along the housing continuum for people who, you know, not only want to stay here, but they want to take that next step from renting to owning their own home and to putting down roots.
Legacies of restrictive housing policies and discriminatory lending practices have made it difficult for Black households to buy a home. For example, until outlawed by the Fair Housing Act in 1968, real estate developers would use exclusionary housing covenants to keep new subdivisions segregated. These were included in deeds to prevent homes from being sold to groups of people based on race, ethnicity, or religion. While nationally, close to 40% of Black households are homeowners, in Vermont, just a quarter of Black households own a home. Curtin, with the Champlain Housing Trust, says the program aims to create a bridge to home ownership by offering a down payment assistance loan of up to $25,000.
A big barrier to access to home ownership is the cost of simply the transaction itself, legal fees, et cetera. And so we designed this program to really reduce that barrier and eliminate it.
If the buyer owns and lives in their home for 3 years or more, the loan is forgiven. They can use the funds to pay the cost of buying the home and borrow less money from the bank to build home equity. The Shared Equity staff also provides a home buying workshop to walk applicants like Tasha through the credit process and shopping for mortgages. Michael Monti is the CEO of the Housing Trust.
But through counseling and education, we want to be able to sort of strengthen and make sure that if you are a Black homeowner, you have that support right now so you can be successful.
According to a recent report from the state's Housing Finance Agency, Vermont has one of the highest home ownership gaps between Black and white residents in the U.S. Monty says they wanted to specifically target that gap.
That program required us to be fairly rigorous around looking at the issue of racism in the housing in Vermont and in the areas that we worked.
The trust got some initial pushback from white Vermonters, but Monty says early results show the program is doing what it's supposed to. Since June, four homes have been purchased in the program, with three more waiting to close.
I think that this program is sustainable. I think it has value, and I think it'll show its value in the number of homeowners that will become, BIPOC folks who become homeowners as a result of this particular program.
It's been about a month since Tasha Harrell closed on her new condo, and she's getting settled in.
How are you doing? It's been basically like a month since you moved in.
Yeah, I'm doing really good. I'm loving it. I painted. I'm totally moved in, and not totally. I'm totally moved in, but I'm still like buying stuff and, you know, stuff like that. But it feels good.
Tasha and her Yorkie Terrier roommate, Sasha, are happy to finally have a place to call their own. For Vermont Public, I'm Marlon Hyde.